And it seems like every other day, President Trump is lashing out at the news media. His press conference just the other day was a showstopper. Are bad feelings toward the press from the president filtering over to Connecticut? That'll be our first discussion today. And then Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, is Veterans Day. This will be the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And Chris Radio is doing something wonderful to commemorate the end of the war, to end all wars. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Welcome to the full story on WSHU and online at WSHU.org. I'm Ron Ropiak, and we're coming to the end of our very first week on the air. And from all of us here on the full story, we thank you for your support. We do get emails when the show ends, and I just want to acknowledge a few of them. For instance, yesterday, Jim wrote in to say that our interview with Oz Griebel was good, but he wrote in to say that the danger of Mr. Griebel being a spoiler was very, very real. Janice wrote in to say, as to how we should fix Connecticut and all its problems, that housing is scarce, and it's the only reason she would leave Connecticut and go back to the West Coast. I bring this up because we want to hear from you. We want your comments, we want your emails, we want your phone calls. The number to call is 833-CALL TFS, 833-225-5837. Email is tfs@wshu.org or tweet us at FullStoryWSHU. Now, it's great having the freedom to do this, to talk about what we want with very, very few restrictions. But some people are very concerned nowadays about what's taking place with Donald Trump and his attacks on the media. Now, I didn't know you if you saw this the other day. There was a press conference on Wednesday, which was just incredible. It ended up with Jim Acosta from CNN having his press credentials taken away by the White House.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have indictments coming down
because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Is this type of retaliation starting to creep into behavior around here? Professor Nadine Strossen is one of the most respected experts in our country in the areas of constitutional law, civil liberties, and international human rights. Professor Strossen was the head of the American Civil Liberties Union from 1991 to 2008. And we're proud to say that the professor is a friend of WSHU. Professor Strossen, thank you for being with us today.
I'm so delighted to be there, Ron, and congratulations on the first week of an excellent new show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What do you make of the situation today? Are you worried?
I am very concerned. Obviously, I defend the president's free speech rights. He doesn't forfeit his right to be caustic and critical and acerbic by virtue of having been elected to the highest office in the land. But we have to be sure that he does not use the famous bully pulpit of the presidency to, in effect, bully and intimidate members of the press, because not only do they have their own First Amendment rights, freedom of speech and freedom of the press, but the role of the media in our democracy is so important, Ron, that, as you know, it's often referred to as the fourth estate, referring to the three official branches of government that are recognized in our Constitution, executive, legislative, and judicial. But the press is unofficially seen as playing the same kind of checking and balancing role. In fact, it's one that is so much more important now that we've had an over-concentration for a long time of power on the part of the same party controlling two branches of government and now, in effect, the third, the judiciary.
Professor, I have two guests with me in the studio. Caitlin Kresselt is the Hearst, Connecticut Group reporter. We're going to be speaking with her in 1 second. And Abba Gudama is here, and everyone who listens to WSHU would know him. He is our chief political reporter. Caitlin, the reason we're asking you in today is because the other night, this was election eve, you were in Rocky Hill at Bob Stefanowski's headquarters. What happened?
It was actually election night. I was there to, you know, wait for the results, which came very late. And I arrived. Press was allowed to start arriving at 6, but the event really started at 8. And I showed up and was told by a member of the state Republican Party that Bob Stefanowski's campaign banned Hearst Media from this event.
And the reason was?
I was not really given a reason. The member of the state party said he didn't know. He was just told by the Stefanowski campaign that we were not welcome. When I tried to get more details about it, because I had actually been in Madison earlier in the day with Bob's campaign and everything. At that point, it was fine. I had said, hey, I'll see you tonight. So something happened in those 6 hours. They blamed it on a columnist of ours that they don't like, that they have routinely blamed for not speaking to us. I don't know. To my knowledge, nothing really happened. They just were mad. And it's because they didn't like the coverage of them. They said that it was negative or whatever. But it was very concerning. The state party they said that it was the Stefanowski campaign and not them that was banning us. They didn't have a lot of details, and the rest of the Connecticut political press corps that was there jumped to my defense pretty quickly.
Professor, is this indicative of what is happening in Washington, possibly seeping or leaking over into areas such as ours, Connecticut, Long Island?
Absolutely. And I would have to say, even beyond that, Ron, international human rights activists all over the world are quoting authoritarian and other repressive government officials citing Donald Trump's attacks on the media and copying his exact language as a pretext for brutal oppression of the media. Now, I do have perspective here. Things are very bad in this country, but it's even worse overseas, where journalists are being killed in record numbers, imprisoned in record numbers. But we have to stop the attacks at the beginning for fear of the direction in which it could go. And it's too severe already. When the press is called the enemy of the people, that has had a demonstrable impact on public opinion in this country, Ron, which shows that people are distrustful of all media, including mainstream respected media. Now, again, I'm the first person to defend everybody's right to be critical of any particular story, of any particular press outlet, but we cannot confuse individual critiques of particular exercises of freedom of the press with a wholesale condemnation of the press as an institution, given its essential role in a democracy. Thomas Jefferson, when he was president, was no friend of the media, who were very, very hard on him, and he lashed out, as many presidents have done. But he famously said, if I had to choose between government without newspapers or newspapers without government, I would take the latter. That's how essential they are in a democracy.
Abong, you and I were talking before we went on the air, and we're both old enough now to remember Richard Nixon, Watergate, and you and I were both kind of saying, is this anything new?
Well, all you need to do is look at the old clips of Dan Rather and Richard Nixon in the White House during a press briefing.
And I still remember the line when Nixon said to him, what are you running for, Mr. Rather? And Rather said, nothing. What are you running for, Mr. President?
Yeah, the adversarial relationship has always been there. It's just that it's much more dramatic in the way it was done in the White House the other day with Donald Trump. But he's a very dramatic character. So,
are you seeing anything different when you're out reporting?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that covering politicians are okay as long as they are telling the story. When they have to answer questions, you know, I'll give you an example. One of the politicians in Connecticut that is very open to the press is Richard Blumenthal. And in 2010, Richard Blumenthal was running against Linda McMahon. And she was attacking him for having lied about his military record. And all of a sudden, Richard Blumenthal was not available to the press. And I remember going to an event and seeing Richard Blumenthal, and he saw me, and he went across to the other side of the room, tried to stay as far away from the press as possible. So, you know, we should realize that in the business that we're in, politicians need us, and if they don't need us, they'll try and get around us.
We are talking about freedom of the press and what is happening nationally, internationally, and here in Connecticut. Caitlin Kresselt is with us, and that you were just hearing, Ebon Gudama, and on the phone with us is Professor Nadine Strossen. We want to hear from you. Call us, please. Toll free, 833-CALL-TFS. That's 833-225-5837. Email tfs@wshu.org or tweet @FullStoryWSHU. We'll be right back.